Iqembu leZimbabwe liphuthe imidlalo yalo yezibaya lisendaweni yesibili engalaneni yesibaya sikaGroup C lile miklomelo yesithupha, kuthi eleUganda yilo liphuthe lisendaweni yokuqala lile miklomelo yesikhombisa. Limpumela itsho ukuba iqembu leUganda yilo elihle lathola ilungelo lokudlulela kwisigaba esilandelayo somncintiswano ndawonye lele South Africa eliphuthe lisendaweni yokuqala kwisibaya sikaGroup A, ikanti kwisibaya sikaGroup B kuphumelela amaqembu amabili abalisa eleZambia lona elihlezi phezu kwengalane lile miklomelo yi9-1 kanye leleCameroon eliphuthe lisendaweni yesibili lile miklomelo yesithupha. Iqembu leCameroon leZimbabwe yaqede imidlalo elemiklomelo elingeneyo, kodwa umehluko ubesekutheni iqembu leCameroon lihlose amagoli amaningi kuleleZimbabwe, yikho lidlulele kwisigaba sesemifinal. Iqembu leZimbabwe linqotshwe kufinal emncintiswaneni wanyakenye oqhutshelwe kweleZimbabwe, lapho elafinyelela khona kwisigaba sesemifinal ngemva kokuba kube yilo eliqede lisesimeni esihle kumaqembu aphutha imidlalo yezibaya esendaweni yesibili, kodwa lo nyaka kwehlule. Olandela umdlalo wenguqu usibonakalise Ndlovu uthi ungaphumeleli kweqembu leZimbabwe kuveza ukuba sekumele kuzanywe abadlali abasakhulayo.
Ngibona ngani kudliwe ucoach wabo ngakuthiwa khanyela egemini yokuqala wayefake ama-original players, then kusecond game besidla iSwaziland kwasongeniswa abatsha, but sithese sidlala le Uganda wabisela labantu esibajayeleyo abadala, so mbona ngani basuke badelele iUganda kakhulu. Ngakho ke umbono wami, mbona ngani laba ama-players lawa amadala esesiwajayele, so kumele ukuthi hhayi bethathe umhlala phansi betshonelwe lilanga.
Amaqembu abefakwe kuzibaya ezintathu, okutsho ukuba amaqembu amathathu aqede ehlezi endaweni ephezu kwengalane, yiyo ahle edlulela kwisigaba sesemifinal, lapho iqembu leCameroon lenza dibana khona leZambia, kuthi eleSouth Africa lizadlala leUganda. Kusasa amaqembu azahlaba ikhefu ukuthi imidlalo yesemifinal iqhubekele phambili ngolwesine, ikanti umdlalo wokudinga iqembu elizaphutha lisendaweni yesithathu uzedlalwa ngolwesihlanu, kube sekusithi ifinal izadlalwa ngomgqibelo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.